Welcome to the Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. Today we're reading John 14, 21 through 24, and I'll be reading from the Message. So let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths as we get settled. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still, and allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you or touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase, turn it over in your mind, and ponder on it. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said, "Master, why is it that you are about to make yourself plain to us, but not to the world?" "Because a loveless world," said Jesus, "is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him, will move right into the neighborhood. Not loving me means not keeping my words. The message you are hearing isn't mine. It's the message of the Father who sent me." The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father as well. And I will love him and make myself plain to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said, "Master, why is it that you are about to make yourself plain to us, but not to the world?" "Because a loveless world," said Jesus, "is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him, will move right into the neighborhood. Not loving me means not keeping my words. The message you are hearing isn't mine. It's the message of the Father who sent me." As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or a memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said, "Master, why is it that you are about to make yourself plain to us, but not to the world?" "Because a loveless world," said Jesus, "is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him. We'll move right into the neighborhood. Not loving me means not keeping my words. The message you are hearing isn't mine. It's the message of the Father who sent me. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said, "Master, why is it that you are about to make yourself plain to us, but not to the world?" "Because a loveless world," said Jesus, "is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him. We'll move right into the neighborhood. Not loving me means not keeping my words. The message you are hearing isn't mine. It's the message of the Father who sent me." As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a word or two, but know that in this time words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer is the time for us to be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before you hear the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer that follows to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you today for your creative, powerful word spoken over us and into us. By your word, we have light and life, and the fullness of all you have made. Make us able to love you and to receive your love in the hidden places of our hearts. Speak into our secret places so we can be full and whole and new. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.